Recently, I upgraded from Windows ME to XP, and I was impressed. And believe me, getting impressed with anything on a computer is pretty rare for me, because I think computers are boring, but don't tell anybody I said that. Anyway, these tapes are also about upgrading to a new system. Here's the old system. And here's the new one.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Cindy, this is Jim. Call me.
What?
Call me, will you?
Call who?
You got my number?
It's call Jim. Who? That's Jim.
Yeah.
Jim?
Much better. And neither one ever crashed. That is, until a phone company crashed him on purpose. This all started in November 1977. I had moved to Atlanta about 6 months earlier, and I was in the process of recording the local telephone network in Atlanta for posterity. I came across some changed numbers of large businesses that were handled in an unusual way. First of all, here's the way most numbers that have been changed were being handled in Atlanta at the time. This call goes between a pair of number one step offices from 10th Street to Eastlake.
The number you have reached, 377-4289, has been changed. The new number is in Stone Mountain, 469-3116. Please make a note of it. 377.
That, of course, was the Automatic Intercept System, or AIS. It was centrally located in downtown Atlanta. The entire metro area went to it. But its capacity was somewhat limited, so Southern Bell had an incentive to reduce the traffic, and the way they did it was to install some equipment made by the Autocron Company in individual central offices, and then they would take the biggest businesses that had changed their numbers that produced the most intercept traffic, take them off of AIS, and put them on this local system, which included a multi-track announcement machine, where they could put many different announcements on it, and some trunk equipment to deliver the announcements to many lines at once, and in that way they would reduce the traffic to AIS. This was a boon for conference lovers everywhere, not because the Autocron system was flawed, but because Southern Bell didn't hook it up right.
The number for Emory Clinic has been changed. The new number is 321-0111. That number again is 321-0111.
The recording played only once, and now we're just hearing the hum and the whine of the trunk. Occasionally we hear crosstalk from other customers dialing calls. What we're not hearing is the fast, busy signal that is supposed to be here, because Southern Bell didn't hook it up. If this had been installed, as recommended by Autocron, the makers of the equipment, everything would be fine. But with no fast, busy signal, this is a conference just waiting to be used. And my friend Ben Decibel will be calling in from New York in just a minute. Unfortunately, he's calling from Charlie's house, and Charlie is an audiophile and a mini computer enthusiast. He has a PDP-8 and a very loud stereo.
Hello? 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 Hello?
There's no place I go to hear.
Oh, no.
I'm calling it in by the computer and the radio. Just a minute, I got a bathroom. Hello?
That's much better.
Oh, no matter where I go, it's not. You know, Dave's in town.
Oh, great.
He called at home. I better call him back.
Listen, can we briefly record the other one?
You want to record the other one? Okay,
Wait 5 seconds after I take my mouth, after I say goodbye,
okay.
And then dial it. Goodbye.
What we were just talking on is located in the East Lake Central Office, serving downtown Decatur. What we're going to call now is a conference that's right in my CO, the 10th Street Central Office, serving Midtown Atlanta. And so it sounds closer up, Ben will be more audible to me, and I'll even be able to hear the digital trunk that made up the last link of his connection to my neighborhood.
GMAC has been changed to 881-5000. The number again, 881-5000. Thank you. This is a recording.
That click was Ben coming on.
I see that you're coming in through Rockdale. I can hear the T carrier.
Oh, that's pretty bad. If someone else got on, it would start up again?
Oh, no. Only for them.
Oh, yeah. This is after the recording.
Yeah, this is like the 311.
Oh, yeah. Now, what is it that... How is this thing coming about? Are they replacing all their 311s?
No, this is just something... They use this whenever they've got a major number change of a big company and they don't want AIS to be swamped.
Oh, I see.
Why don't you hang up, get back on the other one of these, and then we'll call
get
it
back
a...
on the other one?
Yeah, then we'll call it a day.
Okay.
Has been changed. The new number is 321-0111. That number again is 321-0111.
Well, nice to be on this. I wanted to say... What?
These are cute. It's the kind of line that we talk on while sitting back in our easy chairs.
We are not easy chair people. We're out in the rain dialing from payphones.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I want to let you know that I do intend to give this out locally. Yeah,
Yeah, might as well not be in your office.
Right.
So you don't get traced that easily either.
And yes, it would have been fairly easy for the phone company to trace me from the conference in my office, all they would have to do is find out which connector I was on, ground the sleeve, and then that would hold up the switching train and my phone as long as they wanted, which would give them plenty of time to trace it back to my line and see who I was. That's why I was a little leery of publishing the conference in my office and chose instead to publish the one in Eastlake. Now, what really got that going was playing an announcement over the already established Duluth Sputnik conference, which was a busy signal everyone was talking over, and what follows are tapes from that day and the next day.
And as you've been hearing, this line is in very heavy use. There are times when it's relatively silent, like now, but it can get awful heavy. In fact, very often the 100 group is busied out. That is, I've had a reorder due to the fact that all the connectors that were available to me were busy. Now, in a few moments, I'm going to do something.
The number for Emory Clinic has been changed. The new number is 321-0111. That number again is 321-0111.
All right. Hey, how did this line get started?
I started it.
You did?
Yep.
Hello? Is John on there?
Apparently not.
Oh, I guess not.
Hey, huh? If I go to a payphone and call this number, will I get my dime back after I hang up?
I don't know.
You will.
Who's up there?
I really don't care. I just wanted to know.
Anybody got any girl phone numbers?
Yeah.
You do?
You got one.
You got one? I'll tell you what, I got one I'll trade you for.
No.
Hey, kid. I'll trade you. She's 29.
I'm 29.
To be in a chat room in cyberspace is to be in a theoretical place in a theoretical realm, while to be on this conference is to be in a real place in a real network made out of copper and steel. On this next segment, you want to listen not just to the conversation, but to the background noise. You'll hear other people dialing, you'll hear the background noise and whine of the trunk, and you'll get a feel for the cool place that this actually is. Unlike a chat room, this conference does have an actual physical location, and there are actual physical electromechanical switches clicking all around this thing. And you can hear it, not acoustically, but inductively.
Yeah, I used to live down that way.
This girl was about, she was good 5'10 or 5'11. She was as tall as I am. And she outweighed me. She looked like she was a professional wrestler. She was huge.
You talking about that redhead?
No, I don't know. She didn't have red hair. She it was kind of auburn.
Yeah.
She lived in an apartment. I can't even remember the name of the apartment. Of course, I've been by there since then, but I can't remember the name of it.
Her name was Glenda.
Glenda, I don't think I've ever talked to a Glenda.
Hey, do y'all ever remember calling the Weather Bureau when you used to work? I mean, you used to get girls off the Weather Bureau now?
No, the only thing, I called the Weather Bureau for the weather, but I,
how long ago was that? I used to get girls off that number. They don't work no more now.
Doorbell, won't you take a number, see how many's on here?
I don't know the best way to do that.
Well, just start, we'll start counting. I'll start off. One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Okay, four people on who are talking.
Hello.
How many can get on with 10?
Hello.
Yeah, about 10.
Hello, who's this? This is crazy. Oh my God, we got five on here now. Huh? Do you have a number, crazy?
Yeah.
What's your number?
Huh?
What's your number?
My number.
I'm two.
What?
Oh, forget it. God, somebody get rid of this guy.
No.
Any girls up here?
No,
yeah,
no girls at all.
It's a men's club. Golly. I'm gonna get on Sputnik and see if I can pass the word around, or if maybe the doorbell's gone.
Tell them to call crazy.
We're all crazy, crazy.
By now, I was getting some help in promoting the conference. People were shouting out the number on Sputnik.
9 months.
Sylvia.
Huh?
What's your
give
problem?
Give me a call.
Is doorbell
okay, I'll call you in a few minutes, okay? Goodbye,
Jesus
y'all.
Christ.
Hey, doorbell.
Yes.
What are they arguing about?
What
okay.
Is
Sylvia? Who knows?
There you go.
They're arguing about pizza.
Hey,
crazy.
Doorbell.
Well,
yes.
Hey, this is
hey,
offer.
Hey, I want to know who started this.
Doorbell.
Doorbell.
If you don't want
crazy.
To take her out, you can't afford to.
Too many people talking.
Jesus Christ, I can't hear a word any of you are saying.
Hey, who's that girl?
Sylvia. Oh, God.
What's she look like?
About 300 pounds.
Oh,
she is not. Hey,
who
doorbell.
Is that?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Why do they call you doorbell?
Because I needed a code name about 7 years ago, and I chose the word doorbell, and it sticks.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I just was on the other one, you know, on the other one number, you know?
Yeah.
And I heard a couple of girls on there was getting pretty busy, so I thought I'd call in and call over here.
Someone's joining us.
Hello.
Four,
good buddy.
Well, I imagine in a little while I'm going to go over there and yell this out again.
You ought to, because they're busy over down there the line.
Hello?
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 Hello? Sylvia.
Huh?
Hi, Sylvia.
What?
How Sylvia. How old are you?
18.
How old is your wrist?
Oh.
Hey, Sylvia.
What?
Call 752-5.
I want to talk to Sylvia. You
I want to talk to her too.
Now we've got two guys on who sound like the same person, or identical twins, but they're actually two different people, Crazy Rick and Terrell.
Yeah, this is Crazy Rick. This is Insane Terrell.
Hey, what's
your
number?
Hey, Sylvia.
What?
Your Crazy Rick's number.
Yeah.
Hey, 6553.
That ain't no number.
It is too, Sylvia.
Yeah?
Call me.
Which number?
926.
Yeah?
5284.
Hey,
is that
Carol? David?
Huh?
Who are you?
Carol.
Okay, hang up.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Sylvia.
What?
Hey, call me.
What's your number?
This is crazy real.
What's your number?
288-6553.
Okay, hang up.
Bye.
Hello.
Bye.
Hello, how about you, girl? Hey, how about you doing, Bill?
How about that? I thought she was going to get rid of both of them and then stay on the line and keep talking. That's what a lot of the girls on the New York conferences used to do. But she actually hung up to call one of them. Terrell turned out to be a nice guy, but Crazy Rick turned out to be so obnoxious that Brent, a guy from the conference, and I ended up having to launch a scheme to scare him off the conference. What made our scheme necessary was Crazy Rick's habit of putting the phone up to the radio. Brent had an alter ego named Eddie Sharp.
Come on! Do something about it!
Now, Brent was actually a Jewish guy from New York, but Eddie Sharp was an angry redneck, and so I recorded some phrases of Eddie Sharp sort of picking a fight with Crazy Rick and giving out his number to people and telling him to get off the line.
Get your ass off the line. Nobody wants to talk to you anyhow.
The recordings I had gave me enough of Eddie Sharp on tape that I could play them and it would sound like the guy was there. Now, between my pre-recorded Eddie Sharp...
My name's Eddie Sharp. I ain't scared of you.
And Brent's live Eddie Sharp, we had Eddie Sharp on the line 24 hours a day, guarding against a possible radio attack from Crazy Rick, whenever and wherever it might occur.
Hey.
Talk to Brent.
Hey, I heard that compliment. Brent, I've heard a lot about you, buddy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Brent.
Yeah?
That's John.
Okay.
John.
Yeah.
Why don't me and you and Brent and Liza get together tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you say, Brent?
Cool with me.
Okay, now I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna go get Liza, okay?
Okay, have her call me back.
Okay, now, Liza's gonna call Brent.
Now, anyone who took part in conferences which occurred naturally in the phone network, such as this one, remembers this exact scenario. Somebody would put the radio up to the phone, and nobody could talk until that person decided to let them. This was a major drawback of this technology. There was no way to ignore certain users, no way to boot people off, for the most part, although there were a few conferences where we could. In fact, I could tell you a story about a guy who we cleverly took out of control of 052 one night, but that's a whole other story. But anyway, the radio problem was a major drawback of this entire way of meeting people. In fact, I have a confession to make. Back in 1971, I did it too, just to one conference over a period of about a week, and it was a really stupid thing to do. Instead of using the radio, I jammed the conference using this.
1 × 4 = 4. 1 × 4 = 4. 2 × 4 = 8. 2 × 4 = 8. 3 × 4 = 12. 3 × 4 = 12. 4 × 4 = 16. 4 × 4 = 16. 5 × 4 = 20. 5 × 4 = 20. 6 × 4 = 24. 6 × 4 = 24. 7 × 4 = 28.
I tell ya, there's gotta be a special place in hell reserved for me for the times I jammed conferences this way.
10 × 11 = 110. 10 × 11 = 110. 11 × 11 = 121. 11 × 11 =...
Anyway, back to 1978. Crazy Rick is jamming with his radio, and this looks like a job for Eddie Sharp.
Kick your goddamn head off your shoulders.
This is crazy.
Crazy, you're totally off.
Why do you gotta fuck everybody up with that damn radio?
I'm crazy.
You're stupid. Give him a call. His number is 288-6553. Call him up at 4 o'clock in the morning and ask him why he's such an asshole.
If I recall correctly, that approach did work. And of course, you'll never guess where I learned how to do this. It was done to me. No, not because I was playing the radio, but at an earlier time, when my only sin was being a nerdy kid with an amplifier. Instead of saying, hey, you're a pain in the ass, get off the line, they gave me the whole treatment. I'll tell you about that sometime. That was in fall of 1970 when that happened to me, so I got to know the technique. Well, that's all for this segment. Eventually, I'll have some more segments of this conference to put on. It's going to take me a while because I don't want to just put the tape on unedited. I wanted to include highlights, and it's kind of hard to decide what parts to put on. But anyway, there is some more of this, and believe it or not, there were some other girls besides Sylvia who called the conference, thank goodness. All conference segments featured here are edited for brevity, the recording of my public service announcement going out over Sputnik, and Crazy Rick playing the radio are composite recreations.